beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of the Spoonettes Podcast. I am your coach, Alicia Edwards.
I am your coach, Whit.
I'm Coach Mandy.
And today we are back with another Mythbusters. So we heard that you guys really enjoyed the last episode where we pulled out these myths that everybody has in the fitness industry. So we are going to each pull a card or a piece of paper, and we're going to read the myth, and we're going to go over them. Let's have a little discussion. So, Coach Mandy, I'm going to go ahead and pass the bowl to you. What do we have here?
Longer workouts are more effective. So I'm kind of glad I pulled this one. So, man, I am the queen of providing efficient workouts to our clients. Like, I do our ab workouts. I'm like, you can do this in 15 minutes. You can just knock it out. So a longer workout does not equal a better workout. It just depends on what you're doing, how you're doing it. Are you properly doing your exercises? So I will definitely debunk this myth. Longer workouts are not more effective.
Ripping it up. I'm actually throwing it on the floor. But yes, I would add to that. Just making sure your intensity is up. You know, that short workout sometimes it's a beast.
I know. Right? If you're pushing yourself in that short workout, then my workouts are better then. Sometimes those are better for me than they are the longer workouts.
Yes.
Especially your mental focus is just like,
listen, and so. Coach Mandy, she is our core and ab queen. And one time I did one of your workouts and I was like, oh no. And that was what, 15 minutes?
We get it done.
And I was like, I can't even do more than that. Okay. Actually, I'm going to let you go.
Okay. Let's see. All right. You need to detox, cleanse, et cetera, to kickstart weight loss. So, No.
Let's clarify. This is detox.
This could
teas,
be little
juice cleanse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This could be a little bit tricky. So, what I mean is fueling your body with whole foods and allowing yourself to detox the bad things that you consume. Let's say like Cheetos, because I always like to talk about Cheetos. That right there is, you know, helps you do the detox, as you ladies know. But as far as like, you don't need to get these special juices and these special teas and these, you know, these detox things that everyone likes to talk about. I totally disagree. And I love the fact that E2M supplement free. So that definitely stands out to me. So the answer is no.
All right. Good one. All right. Let's see. What do we have here? Low weight exercise is less effective. So I am here to tell you that I do both heavyweight and lighter weight, and the workouts are still a beast. It's all about making sure that you are doing the workouts that's going to have your intensity up, like we stated earlier. And I mean, just look at all of our clients who have all these amazing results, and all of the workouts that we provide them are using, what, 10-pound dumbbells at the most. And again, with these circuit training, this is definitely a myth. You can still get a good workout in using lighter dumbbells or whatever weight you're using and still get results. Shoot, sometimes you use your body weight and still get results. Yep. So this is
definitely a myth.
Definitely a myth.
So my two cents on that is I totally agree. I actually struggle more when I'm using my lighter weight, when I'm doing our circuit
for a longer amount of time. Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing our circuit, and it's so funny. Like, I remember, like, I had this one time, there was this really big guy at the gym, and he was like, super heavy weightlifter. And I was like, all right, well, I challenge you to this. Okay. And I was like, he was always this person. So, okay, well, let's do this, you know? And so I was like, all right, let's go hand in hand. And sure enough, we went hand in hand. And he was like, nah, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right. I mean,
and it was lighter weight, circuit style, muscles popping, you know, you got your sweat on, everything going. So absolutely no.
And also, I want to add on to that. I think too, for a lot of people who are beginners, if you are starting to do your workout regimens, I would recommend using lighter weight for safety reasons for sure. You want to make sure you are actually understanding the form and the technique of the workout.
Yep.
So you don't want to just jump in this heavy weight and that's how you injure yourself. So definitely, there's so many benefits that comes from using lower weight.
Yeah.
So
an effective workout is the workout you're doing correctly.
So,
adding a whole bunch of weight doesn't make it better if you're not holding your form. So.
And we all preach safety. We preach safety so much.
First. All right, Mandy. Ding, ding, ding. Cute little bow, too.
It is.
Right? Kiki, let me borrow it.
Yeah, guess who brought that?
All right, so less food equals more weight loss. So this is definitely a myth. You have to fuel your body properly. And people say your body goes into the starvation mode where you can't lose weight. Anytime you're in a deficit, you're going to lose weight. But it's when you eat anything, if you are under eating, your body is going to hold on to everything. So that's kind of like the words got twisted and then it got kitschy. So, definitely a myth. Less food does not equal more weight loss, but you do need to eat in a caloric deficit. So you need to just be fueling your body properly with healthy whole foods, and you're going to lose that weight as long as you're in a deficit, no matter what.
Right. One meal a day is not going to get you results. Maybe no.
Not. Okay. It is definitely
eat.
Not.
I want to go.
I don't know what I would do with like one meal.
Girl. Be hungry. Yeah. Be grouchy.
Right. All right. Let's see what this big dog is. Right. Oh, I got two.
All right. That one a little thick, ain't it?
I know. Like, oh, I know somebody like that. Hey. Do cardio before weights, weights before cardio. Oh, this is a really good one, y'all. Really, really good one. Okay, so it just depends on your goals. So me personally, a lot of times I'm trying to gain my muscle and I'm trying to give the most energy I have to lifting weights. So I can, you know, lift a little bit heavier because I am built a little bit thinner. So that's my goal. So I'm definitely going to do weights, then I'm going to do my cardio, same. Which y'all know that.
Yep.
As far as your weight loss, like your goal is to, you know, lose, you know, a good amount of weight, then I would recommend cardio before weights because, you know, then you're giving all your energy to that. You're pushing that, you know. So that's my suggestion.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yep.
All right. I have modified exercises are less effective. Like Coach Manny always says, modification still gets results. Going back to the safety and injury, guys, also just building up your endurance. If this is something new as far as your weight loss journey or whatever, your exercise, getting healthy lifestyle journey, and you're just new to exercise, if you need to modify, there's nothing wrong with that. I have a friend when she joined Eat to Wim actually, and she told me that she was unable to do the jumping jacks. She was so just like, I cannot believe that I was not able to do the jumping jacks. And I'm like, well, it's okay. You know, it's your first time doing them in a long time. And 60 seconds doing stuff like that, it can catch up with you if you've never, you know, if you're not used to doing that. So instead of beating yourself up, I just try to change the perspective of, you know, what they were saying was, you know, this obstacle that, oh my God, I cannot believe it. Just use it as an opportunity to grow. Use it as an opportunity to, you know, get better and modify if you have to. And you know, now they're able to do their jumping jacks for 60 seconds. But just going on with any type of workout, I think modifications are necessary for one, if you have an injury but you still want to get your work going, you still want to get your workout in, or if you just need to build your way up. So there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with modifying your workouts.
100%. Yeah. Good answer.
Definitely get your body moving, period. Yes. That's what it is. And we have the seated exercises, so people that have a lot of injuries or, you know, maybe they're in wheelchairs and stuff, they like to use the seated exercises and they consider that a modification, but really
it's just doing what you can do.
It's just doing what you can do. Exactly.
Yep.
All right. Let's all do one more round, Mindy.
All right. What do we got?
It's like I know what I'm going to get. I don't. Okay, so eating fat makes you fat. I'm getting all the nutrition ones today. It depends on what you're eating and, you know, saturated versus unsaturated fats. So you want to go for those healthy fats, your nuts, your avocados, your oils, like olive oils, things like that. You just have to be aware of what types of fats you are eating, but they do actually help you to shed body fat. So it's important that you fuel yourself with fat. It's a great way to keep yourself satiated, actually, which I think a lot of people don't know. And it also is a great fuel source. So if you are taking, you know, a lot of the carbs and sugar that your body's been used to using as a fuel source, and you're adding some healthy fats, it's a great way to fuel your body.
I know it also helps me feel more full. I definitely feel more full off of that. And then I know it can also help women with their hormones.
There you go.
So healthy fats. Let me get those facts. All right, y'all. Let's see. You can spot reduce. Oh, my God. This is such a good one. Okay. No, you can not spot reduce, especially when we're trying to lose weight here. Okay, so you can grow muscle. You can grow muscle in that area. But as far as like, hey, I'd like my calf to be smaller. Yeah, that's not really how, you know, lose fat in our calves. Or, you know, we can we do higher intensity in certain exercises, and you know, most people shed all over, you know.
So pretty much, in order to lose weight, we can't dictate where the weight is coming from. So like you said, eating in a calorie deficit, making sure you're doing your workouts, drinking water, getting your meals in. At the end of the day, you're going to lose the weight. You can work on areas where you're trying to build muscles in those particular areas doing isolated workouts. But yeah, I agree. It is.
It's a myth.
It's super important, too, to just be patient with those more stubborn areas. You know, as women, a lot of times it's in our tummy or on our legs. And those are sometimes the last place that we lose weight. Yeah. So, I mean, you want to focus, and that's immediately where your eyes go when you look in the mirror. But it's important to just be patient, know that those are stubborn areas for everyone, and that they're going to follow suit with your weight loss. So consistency is going to get you there.
Yeah. And it'll help with your mindset, too, because if you set those unrealistic goals of like, oh, okay, I want to, you know, we always get it. I want to get my, keep my butt, lose my weight, you know, some, all that kind of stuff. It's just, you know, like you said, be patient and have realistic goals, because if you start making these unrealistic goals, it's going to be so easy to get so discouraged when you don't see what you felt like should be happening when you're working out, when you're eating. So just be patient, love your body through the process, and yeah.
And to echo what you said, definitely you cannot outwork a bad, you know, you can't outwork a bad diet. Mm-hmm. So if you're not sticking to the healthy foods, then it's not going to happen anyway.
Yep. All right, guys, last one. Ooh, sweating more means you got a better workout.
Okay, I feel like Whitney needs to take this one.
Okay, that is so not true. That is so not true. I do not sweat.
It's weird.
I don't sweat.
What's wrong with you?
I mean, I really wish I did. You know, honestly, I really prefer if I was just like, I get so jealous. Like, we all work out together, and they're just like dripping. They got to wash their hair when they leave. They got to do all these things. It's like, I honestly feel trapped, like, you know, it makes me feel like super trapped. So that is definitely, I'm working hard, so yeah, that is not true whatsoever.
Yeah, it's definitely not an indication of whether or not you're working hard. However, I will say, for people who use, like, what's it called, the sweatbands, does help promote, you know,
it does help me.
Does help for sweating, because, you know, sweating is good for you, help release those toxins.
Put a hoodie on if, like, you know, that is a struggle, and that's something that you want to do. But yeah, definitely not true.
Yeah, definitely not an indicator. But guys, so that completes today's episode of our Myth Busters. But before you guys leave out here, make sure you hit that subscribe button. But again, thank you so much for listening to our episode, and hopefully we catch you next time. And I almost forgot, we would love to talk about some, you know, topics or ideas that you guys have in mind. So drop those in the comments. Drop them in the comments so we'll be able to talk about them on our next episode. All right, love you. Bye.
Bye.